Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the birds bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ken Tensor's here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule, and CEO of Spiderworks. Ken, I need a website, please.
Causeofdisturbance.com.
Pretty easy. Check it out. You'll find a lot of important stuff. Tell us what you do for your clients.
It's all about driving sustainable growth, just using my entrepreneurial thinking and our processes to help other entrepreneurs grow and build in a sustainable way.
And even though the borders are closed between Canada and the United States, the phones work, the internet works. He can help you wherever you are. Check it out. Hey, Ken, let's talk about what you're recommending to your clients that they deal with, how they deal with the current situation we got going on, the challenge we got going on right now with uncertainty, with so much uncertainty about the future of our economy, about our health, things like that. I know you talk to your folks a lot about focus, staying focused.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a message that as a young entrepreneur, decades ago, my dad, used to lecture me on. I mean, I come from a long line of entrepreneurs, and we tend to chase the shiny balls. And it's really important to focus on your top opportunities. And so I sat down with my team, and we're a service-based business. Some of it's consulting, some of it's learning and events, and we basically said, hey, realistically, this part of our business is going to be on hold for at least 90 days, then the summer comes. So let's put it aside. Let's push these events into the fall so that we can super or hyper-focus on these key areas of the business that we can deliver online through Zoom, through Skype, through any of the technology platforms. And I think that's, the first thing that people have to do. They have to sit down and figure out where their opportunity is today, and when this crisis, slows down or goes away, how they are going to come out of it, what they should be focused on, mm-hmm. and prepare. Because, there is a tomorrow, and we have to stay in business, and we have to feed our families, and we have to feed our team members' families. So, have that plan. Crisis plan and know where you're going.
Well, and that's such an important way to think about it, folks. And Ken, I was just thinking back and just the time that in the last 22 years since I've been doing my radio show, I dealt there was a monetary crisis in 98. Then we had Y2K in 99. Then we were attacked in 2001. Then we had a recession, kind of a recession in 2003. Then we had the collapse of 2008, blah, blah, blah. And my point is, we've been through a lot in the last 20 years already, a lot of different really tough situations. And I think, and we not only survived, but Ken, I believe the small business sector is stronger financially today than ever before, because those that came through the lost decade after the financial collapse, it was 10 years of almost stagnation on Main Street. Those who survived that were better financially than ever before. If we can focus on what got us through, how we got through the last time, we're stronger than we were before. I think we just need to kind of take an inventory, and I hate to sound like Pollyanna, but count our blessings a little bit. I think we're better prepared to deal with this today than we were in any of the other, in the previous challenges we've had. What do you think about that?
Oh, I completely agree. And I mean, I look at myself. I mean, I look at who I was in my 20s and, the debt that I took on. And I think when we're younger, we're more open to silly things, and that's okay. But as I've grown and as I've, you know, had kids and as I've gone through the crises that you've described, because I've been through all those too, I've been very careful about putting money away and not overspending on homes, not overspending on my lifestyle, so that, you know, just sort of expecting that something is going to happen, and it always will, and that's, frankly, that's just part of life. So I think that as an entrepreneur, I think we really need to have learned from the last 10, 20, 30 years. I think and I hope and I see in the numbers that most people have been a little bit more conservative, have been a little bit more focused on how, you know, with lean management, how they organize and manage their business. And I completely agree. And it's just a reminder that we are starting to learn to do the right things, you know, moderation, conservatism in terms of spending and a little bit more on saving. And, again, a lot of focus on operational efficiency. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes us stronger and gets us through the inevitable. And, you know, life will throw us curveballs. That's
right.
It's just part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ken, very wise words. Thank you for that. Give us the website one more time, please.
Causeofdisturbance.com.
And that's the name of one of his books. Ken is, as I say, folks, he can help you if you need some help. If you'd like to have someone to talk to that can help you deal with what's going on right now on many levels, check him out. Hey, Ken, good job. Come back soon and take care of yourself.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Ken Tenser, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.